At 6:06, sound the foghorn. We have a dense fog advisory this morning, 58 degrees in Tulsa. We should warm to 83 this afternoon. Good morning. I'm John Durkee, KWGS News. We begin on State Capitol Watch this morning, where the Oklahoma Senate has unveiled a new plan to divert $80 million in sales and use taxes to pay for the completion of an American Indian Museum at Oklahoma City and to build a new popular culture museum here in Tulsa. KWGS's Marshall Stewart tells us what that museum would mean to Tulsa.
The push is on for the next step in the planned Oklahoma Museum of Popular Culture. To bolster their case, supporters cite a new study by the Tulsa Regional Chamber outlining the huge economic impact the facility would have on the area and the state. Bob Ball is an economist with the chamber. Outside the initial impact of construction and added jobs, there is the long-term tourism aspect.
The BOK Center and One Oak Field are good examples of what an attraction, a tourism attraction, can be to downtown.
The museum is dependent on funding from the legislature. Marshall Stewart, KWGS News.
Tulsa's ever-escalating gasoline prices may climb even a bit more. That is the message from the Oil Price Information Service. The organization's Tom Closa says there is plenty of oil, but not enough refining.
We probably have the lowest refining output that we've seen for mid-May since 1990. It's a little bit like there's a new bridge being built, and in the meantime, people are inconvenienced by the old bridge being shut down. But this should be an episode.
He says gasoline prices will flirt with the $4 a gallon mark before dropping in a couple of weeks. Residents last night turned out to ask the Tulsa City Council to change the name of the Brady Arts District. Now, the district is named after Tate Brady, an early Tulsa merchant. He was also a member of the Klan, and those speaking last night say he should not be honored. The council has no power to change the name of the district. Six new shops are open at the Shops on Peoria at Pine and North Peoria, with more scheduled to open soon. Tim Smallwood owns the new Tropical Smoothie Cafe, and he says he wants North Tulsa to look like it did when he was growing up.
Great shopping, great movie theaters, bowling alleys, restaurants, grocery stores. I mean, everything that's self-sustaining that any neighborhood or community would have, we had it back then.
A 1 o'clock ribbon cutting is set for tomorrow at the Shops on Peoria. Health officials say one new case of hepatitis has been found among the thousands of patients of a Tulsa oral surgeon whose clinics were determined to be unsanitary by investigators. The update was released yesterday by the Tulsa Health Department regarding patients of Dr. Scott Harrington. The Tulsa Police Department holding a man following the city's latest homicide. A woman was found dead yesterday next to a home in the 4800 block of West Archer. Mayfest marks its 41st year in Tulsa. The annual festival supporting the arts and the music industry has started in downtown Tulsa. Sigma Alpha Lotta Music Fraternity President Karen Gingrich says this is the fourth year for her booth to be at Mayfest.
We're working for Mayfest, which supports the Arts and Humanities Council of Tulsa, so we're also doing a service, and it works as a service project for our organization too. We're a national organization.
She says everyone is in a good mood, and it's a great experience meeting new people. Mayfest is free, excluding the food and drink. Our weather forecast, a dense fog advisory this morning, patchy fog with mist giving way to partly sunny conditions and a high of 83. Tonight, partly clear and 69. Tomorrow, sunshine, 89. Late day storms on Sunday and a high of 89. Right now in Tulsa, fog and mist and 58. I'm John Durkee, KWGS News.